Today, we kick things off in France. A nationwide strike brought the country to a grinding halt today. Canceled trains, shuttered schools and shops, even hospitals were not properly staffed. The trigger? French President Emmanuel Macron's proposal to reform the nation's pension system. Reporter Anita Elash joined us from Paris.
Here where I've been, it's been almost a party atmosphere. There are thousands of people carrying anti-government and anti-capitalist banners, shouting anti-Macron slogans and beating on drums. It's a great big gathering of people who are angry at the government.
It does look like in some parts of Paris, though, things did grow violent. I saw reports of police firing tear gas, and there were some protesters lobbing rocks and fire set ablaze in the streets. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's all one big party.
Demonstrations in France over the last year have been pretty consistently violent, so that's not a surprise.
I mean, the cliche about France is that everyone is striking or protesting something pretty much all the time. It is a cliche. What feels different about today's national strike?
What has really changed now is this massive police presence that you've seen at many of the Yellow Vest demonstrations, and today, dozens of police who just kind of swoop into an area on their motorcycles with their engines revving as a show of force to let the protesters know that they're not here just to acknowledge them, that they really are here to keep them in line, and that anybody who even steps a little bit over the line is going to be dealt with.
So at the root of today's strike is the government's push to reform France's pension system. What exactly is President Macron trying to do?
The French pension system is in pretty big trouble financially. It's basically going in the hole. The current system was set up in 1945, and it includes basically 42 different categories of pension. For example, train conductors are still paid their pension based on the work that they would have been doing in 1945, basically shoveling coal. Clearly, they're not doing that anymore. Their work is much easier, and so a lot of people feel that it would be justified to reduce a train conductor pension. What Macron would like to do is to harmonize all of that so that there would be one pension system for everybody. Everybody would be paid the same amount no matter what type of work they're doing.
But I gather that Macron's proposal and the details therein have not been really forthcoming for the French public. Why is he not being more transparent with the details of this new pension plan? Because if he wants support, he has to at least explain specifically what he wants to do, right?
Well, you would think so. And you're right. He hasn't actually put anything in writing yet. The way things work in France quite often is that you demonstrate first and you ask questions and explain later. People basically are kind of confused about it. And we won't really know what Macron really has in mind until next week when he's supposed to announce the details of what he's got in mind.
So you mentioned earlier the Yellow Vest movement, which is that decentralized but large and fairly persistent presence of protesters across the country, just angry about a lot of things. What overlap is there between today's strike and the Yellow Vest movement?
There is a sort of deep-seated anger that's bubbling up to the surface. People more and more feel a growing sense of inequality in France and in the world. And, you know, they're really upset about that. And protesters today feel that France is turning its back on its more socialist traditions, which they think is basically going to destroy a certain way of life.
Is there a divide here between older people on the verge of collecting their pensions and young people just starting out in the workforce?
It's a lot of the younger people who are really, really upset about this. One of the options that Macron is looking at is grandfathering these reforms so that it would only be people who are either currently starting work or who have been working, you know, for only a few years who would not have a guaranteed pension once they retire.
So what comes next, Anita? How long are the strikes expected to last, and is there any expectation of how the government will respond?
The unions have said that they are going to strike at least until Tuesday. Some people are predicting that the strikes could go on until Christmas. So if this kind of thing continues for weeks, the country will literally be brought to a standstill.
Reporter Anita Elash joining us on the line from Paris. Thank you, Anita.
You're welcome, Marco.